This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Snow, rain and cloudy weather affect general lives in different parts of the country today. Gyalpo Losar being celebrated by Sherpa among other Himalayan communities today as their new year. And US President Donald Trump says he has a lot of respect for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the eve of their talks at the White House. Now the news in detail. The Weather Forecasting Division of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says that the cloudy conditions are currently prevailing across most parts of the country. Influenced by a western low-pressure system, Sudhir Paschim, Karnali, Lumbini and Gandaki provinces are experiencing mostly cloudy skies with light to moderate rainfall occurring in several places. Other provinces are seeing partly to cloudy weather condition. As of midday, hilly areas of Sudhir Paschim and Karnali provinces are witnessing rain with thunder and lightning. Some Tarai areas of Lumbini, Gandaki and Sudhir Paschim provinces are also reporting light rain. In the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Sudhir Paschim and Karnali, light to moderate snowfall is taking place. Tonight, Sudhir Paschim and Karnali provinces along with the hilly regions nationwide will remain mostly cloudy while the other areas will have partly cloudy weather. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to continue in parts of Sudhir Paschim, Karnali and Gandaki provinces. Over the next 24 hours, high hilly and Himalayan areas will continue to see light to moderate snowfall, which could impact the daily life, health, agriculture and transportation. The division has called for caution among the public and the concerned authorities. Meanwhile, heavy snowfall in Rukum East has affected the Lukum Patihalna section of the Mid-Hill Highway, temporarily halting traffic. The snowfall, which began yesterday night, covered the road with snow, pausing vehicle movement. District Traffic Police Chief Ram Avtar Chowdhury reported that while the snow has stopped, traffic efforts were being made since today morning to assist some vehicles with tire chains. The ongoing snowfall has kept vehicles stationary for the time being. The snowfall impacts the Mid-Hill Highway every year, causing delays for travellers, especially during the winter season. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stated that the Third Nepal-Japan Friendship Summit 2025 has strengthened ties between the two nations. During a meeting at his Balwatar residence with a Japanese delegation and Nepali coordinators attending the summit, Prime Minister Oli highlighted the evolving relationship now extending to import-export activities. Prime Minister Oli said Nepalese were working in Japan. Nepal's buckwheat had reached Japan and Japan's trout fish had arrived in Nepal. These people-to-people connections were ever-growing. Prime Minister Oli said the friendship between the two countries was pure, free of issues and flourishing like sakura blossoms. Prime Minister Oli praised Japan as an example of peace fostering development, contrasting it with the destruction of war, and expressed Nepal's commitment to global peace. The summit, held from the 26th of February till today, organized by Lead X Nepal and Fourth Valley under the Idea Studio Nepal, has promoted entrepreneurship and business guidance for over a decade. The Gyalpo Losar, the cultural festival of the Sherpa and other Himalayan communities, is being marked by organizing different programs today. The festival is observed as the new year by the Sherpa and other Himalayan communities. President Ramchandra Paurel has said that festivals like Gyalpo Losar have contributed to maintain unity, cultural solidarity, tolerance, goodwill and brotherhood among Nepalese. In a message today on the occasion of the Sherpa community's Gyalpo Losar, the president has wished for happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepalese at home and abroad. President Paudel has expressed confidence that this festival would help further strengthen our broader national unity. On the occasion, people of the Sherpa community clean their houses and villages, the sources of water, and flutter new prayer flags on the roof of their houses. Furthermore, they cook delicacies such as guthuk and khapse and exchange best wishes with each other to welcome the new year. President Paudel wished that may this festival inspire all Nepalese to be united towards building a socially and economically prosperous country. Likewise, Vice President Ramsai Prasad Yadav has said that this festival helps in strengthening mutual affection, brotherhood, goodwill, and unity in the entire society. In his greeting message on the occasion of Gyalpo Lothar, the Vice President said that such festivals should be considered as the opportunities to maintain tolerance, unity, understanding, friendship, and cooperation in the society. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today extended greetings to the Sherpa and other Himalayan communities celebrating the festival of Gyalpo Losar. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. US President Donald Trump has said that he has a lot of respect for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the eve of their talks at the White House. Asked by the BBC if he would apologize for recently calling him a dictator, he said he could not believe he had said this. He also called Zelensky very brave. Trump was speaking after talks with UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer about ending the war between Ukraine and Russia. He predicted a very good meeting with Zelensky on Friday, saying efforts to achieve peace were moving along pretty rapidly. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy throughout the country today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Snow, rain and cloudy weather affect general lives in different parts of the country today. Gyalpo Losar being celebrated by Sherpa among other Himalayan communities today as their new year. And US President Donald Trump says he has a lot of respect for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the eve of their talks at the White House. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.